ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Well, good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome to Monday.
Monday.
Another week. And another week closer to Christmas break.
That's right.
I'll tell you who's excited.
Me.
Matt.
Yep. I love Christmas. Peter doesn't like Christmas anymore.
Oh, you plugged in the Christmas lights this morning.
And he got mad.
He was mad.
He was like, oh, do we really have to? And I said, shut up, Peter.
He said he spent the weekend putting Christmas lights up, though.
Yeah, he did.
As did I. I ripped my stomach on our Spanish tile.
Good.
Yeah, you're not supposed to stand on Spanish tile. It's bad. But I didn't have a tall enough ladder because we have a really tall roof.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what else to do. I was trying really hard to, you know, get a solid injury going.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
Well.
Yeah. So I'm here.
Well.
Another week. Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be happier. Just getting close to that Christmas season, y'all.
Yeah. This is nice.
Yeah.
This is real nice.
Christmas time is coming up soon. Boom, 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 boom. Supposed to be God rest you merry gentlemen, but I don't know how
this
it
is. God rest you merry gentlemen.
Legend.
I don't like it.
Kenny G. I don't know who this
Kenny
is.
Kenny G.
Is this God rest you merry gentlemen? This doesn't sound anything like God rest you.
I don't know. I don't know.
There it is. There it is.
There, yeah, I hear that.
Okay. I was getting nervous. I'm like, did I get the wrong stuff? It's supposed to be Christmas music. It's coming upon us. Man, yeah, this weekend, spent some serious time on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Getting nice and cut up in the trees.
Up on the roof.
Put up Christmas lights.
Settings menu.
Dude, I even checked a strand, and it was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, all solid. Wrapped them around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a short. Because now the middle section doesn't work.
Oh.
Yeah. Christmas lights have to be some of the most frustrating things in the universe.
Our webcam's being a jerk.
Oh, why?
It's working, but I need to put in this new registration key. And I don't know how to get to the settings menu.
Mmm. What about that?
I clicked
it. Oh, that's the record.
No, that's not it.
It's a Monday, guys, and sadly, let's see. Yep, that's what I thought. Okay.
Peter said they work sometimes. Our phones are down.
Yeah.
And we have to do Mad Lib Monday today, so I don't know. We're going to rely on Facebook.
We are supposed to get a phone call this morning from our boy.
Yep.
Matthew from Albuquerque. He's going to be frantic.
He's not going to know what's happening.
Phone lines are down, everybody. We apologize. If you'd like to get a request in, if you would like to be part of Mad Lib Monday or the morning show in general, you can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, or you can Facebook us.
That's all we got.
That's all we got today, guys. This Christmas music is freaking me out, man.
It's good.
Oh, well.
Just let it calm you down.
Yeah, coming up, breaking news, birthdays. You want to get a birthday shout-out in to somebody?
There it is.
It's simple. Send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. And we will play your jam.
Whoa,
that's loud.
Yeah, it is.
This new automation system is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Coming up, birthdays, breaking news. It's happening.
It is, and we are excited. Participate on Facebook. That's all we got.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hola. That's Spanish for good morning.
Spanish for the niño. Spanish for Monday, and that's what today is. Whether you're Spanish or English or whatever, today is Monday if you're in America and other places.
Yeah.
I don't know how many other places, but in some other places. Cough, cough. It's December 8th, 2014. It is Monday, and we're going to get to some breaking news. The number of the day is 50,000.
The number of lights on my roof.
Not at all.
No, not
at
all.
I'd say that's closer to 26.
26,000?
26.
100. Oh, maybe, 26 lights.
Maybe 26. Maybe 27.
Yeah.
No, it's individual mail items, faxes, and emails received by the White House every day. 50,000. Somebody's trying to talk to them. That's cool. Oh, yeah. Time Magazine has published its annual list of the year's 25 coolest inventions. Is that the list we were looking at yesterday?
Ooh.
Because it was really cool.
What list yesterday?
Yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah. You were looking at a list yesterday?
Yep, you were playing a video game.
I was.
Time Magazine, 25 coolest inventions. Coolest correctly. All right. Don't look up him. Look up the web. All right, here, that's 20. Ooh, hoverboard.
What?
Yeah, dude. I sent you. Mm-mm. Come on. Quit sending you everything. I'm going to quit sending you everything. I'm just going to know everything. You're not going to know anything.
You sent me this list.
I did. I didn't send you this list, but I sent you this, the Hendo hoverboard Kickstarter. We talked about that like a month ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I thought you meant you sent me this list yesterday.
Not this list.
Okay.
There was a different list that was sent to us in the group text, though.
Oh.
That you haven't looked yet. Or looked at yet.
Probably not.
Oh, look at this. A reactor that could realize nuclear fusion.
I don't know, man. I saw Godzilla.
Wireless electricity. Wow. Viewers list.
Yesterday was... I know the list you're talking about yesterday was the, like, outlets
that are
with
real.
USB in them.
Really
See?
Cool.
See? I was paying attention.
Smartphone that puts privacy first. What is that? Black phone. Oh, the cooler that powers your party.
Wow.
The chip that stops your slouching. I need that one. Car that makes electric enticing. The tablet that replaces laptops.
Meh.
Yeah, but that's a Surface. That's not going to work out.
No, and it's expensive.
The ring that alerts you in style. Pillbox that gets
ring.
Personal.
Mood ring.
Bananas that prevent blindness.
Okay.
Super bananas. Wow, this is a cool list. Lots of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that other list we saw was a lot cooler than this. What is that? The coaching basketball. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Wrappers you can eat.
Gross.
Not people, like candy wrappers. Action figures that empower girls.
Master P's. What other wrappers can you eat?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to come up with a list.
No. Don't come up with that list. That's gross. A new study finds that boys actually spread more vicious gossip than girls do.
What?
Boys do it. Doug, you remember all that stuff I told you this weekend? Forget it. It's vicious gossip, Doug. Forget it. CBS and Dish Network have stopped fighting, and they've gotten back together.
That's good.
However, they both agreed to see other people.
Oh.
They're basically
it's like
just
an
friends.
Open relationship.
But they're friends with benefits.
Yeah, I heard CBS is already seeing DirecTV and Comcast.
Oh!
I know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Someone at a Miami art festival made away with a unique work by Picasso. They stole an $85,000 silver plate. Wow.
This weekend, Don had some Pete's Casso.
Lame. Researchers now say that the chemical... Ooh.
Guys, they cut Don's pizza weird at Dion's, and it was,
they
like,
did.
Funky,
she put up a picture.
And it was like...
Yeah, now this is what you should have done before you threw that joke out there. So let's start over. Let's go back 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. $85,000 silver plate. Speaking of plates...
Yeah, this weekend Don had her pizza cut weird.
Yes.
Pizza. More like Pete's Casso.
She called it a cut-tastrophe on her Instagram.
That's much better.
Which was the better
joke. I should
leave
the jokes to
her. The original joke. It was funny, though. She opened that pizza, and it looked like somebody had just... They were like, what's this do?
Gosh.
It was pretty funny. But it was delicious because it was from that place that I love so much around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay, researchers now say that the chemical resveratrol found in red wine fights cancer.
Huh?
Oh, you don't gotta tell me twice, baby. The Hunger Games sequel has won the box office for a third week.
Wow.
But this weekend was a slow weekend for movies. I saw a bunch of articles complaining about it.
There wasn't a whole lot that came out.
No, not much at all. Not much at all. Let's see if I can find the top 10 movie list. Where is it? Where is it? That's not it. There it is. Yeah, Hunger Games came in number one, $21.6 million, which on a weekend, that's pretty low for the number one movie. Then you had The Penguins of Madagascar.
Penguins came out?
It did.
Oh, no.
Horrible Bosses 2, Big Hero 6, Interstellar, Dumb and Dumber 2, The Theory of Everything, Gone Girl. The only new movie to pop in this week was The Pyramid, a scary movie that nobody cares about. It only made $1.3 million. And finally, at number 10, the movie that me and Doug and Steve-O swore we would go see but still haven't, Birdman.
Gosh.
That's right.
I still need to see John Wick, guys.
John Wick. It'll be in the Dollar Theater soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hope for me.
Mm-hmm. That Dollar Theater. Woo, babe, bring it on.
I love that Dollar Theater. All right, anyway.
We didn't even check what was at the Dollar Theater this weekend.
We didn't. A new documentary claims that 99% of Russian athletes illegally dope.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Christina Aguilera dope? Like, yo, that's dope.
No, like me dope. Like legal dope, like idiot.
Oh.
You illegal dope. Doug, should that be my rap name? Legal Dope.
Legal Dope.
And then I'll just be on the cover looking like slobber coming out of my Critics like the new Reese Witherspoon movie Wild. She's in, she goes on some like
safari?
She does some safari.
FYI, Left Behind hit the Dollar Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And they're showing Home Alone.
Wait a second. Wait.
Okay, wait.
Left Behind hit the Dollar Theater and Wine fights cancer. Winning combination. Two UK scientists have invented a new shape of pasta based upon the shape of polymer rings. That's in the news. New pasta shapes. Congratulations, Earth. That's lame. President Obama made a quick hospital visit Saturday. He took advantage of a brief break in his usual schedule to have a nagging sore throat examined. The exam revealed that the sore throat wasn't caused by a virus. Instead, it was caused by gastric reflux, which is more commonly known as GERD. Gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Whoa.
GERD occurs when acid produced by the stomach backs up, causing inflammation to the esophagus and even reaching higher up into the back of the throat, causing pain and soreness that can affect the vocal cords.
Mm.
Don had this a few years ago.
Really?
Yep. Causes of GERD are often related to diet. That's how she got rid of it. With common culprits including red meat, alcohol, caffeine. Condition can also be related to smoking. Obama, a former smoker, used nicotine gum to make quitting quick. And there was no word following the hospital visit as to whether cigarettes contributed to his condition. And big news, because isn't there a General Mills plant right over there?
Yeah, like right down the street.
Doug, I don't know if you've heard this.
New smell.
But I'm about to make your day. You ready for this? Earlier this year, Coca-Cola brought Surge back.
Yep.
Completed a little piece of me that was missing. Making it available for purchase on Amazon. Now, one iconic 90s cereal is coming back to shelves. Doug, tell me if you've heard of it. After a petition and Facebook group made some noise, General Mills decided to bring back French Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
He's excited. Look at that face. He needs to sleep.
He does.
This was introduced in 1995, but it's been gone from shelves since 2006. However, it was still in production in Canada.
What?
The cereal is already popping back up in grocery stores and is expected to be available everywhere by the end of January. I like that stuff. I've had it before.
It's like right down the street.
It's a sister cereal of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. French Toast Crunch is neato.
Mm.
It's shaped like little breads. Like little slices of bread.
I wonder if that's why it went away. Because everything else is just squares. This one's got to be hard to make. They got to cut all of those little things into bread.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Except it's a machine and it does it like... So it's not hard at all.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Speaking of bread, a $7,500 slice of fruitcake was sold at auction on Friday. This wasn't any ordinary piece of cake.
Oh, wow.
Haha. The sweet treat was given to guests at the royal wedding of Will and Kate. Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, and Kate Middleton were wed on April 29, 2011. Wow, they've already been married for almost 4 years?
That's crazy.
I didn't know that. The couple actually had 27 wedding cakes, including the official wedding cake baked by David Avery, the head baker at the Royal Naval Cooking School. The $7,500 slice of fruit cake was part of a Hollywood Legends 2014 auction. The costly piece of cake was in interesting company, to say the least. Also included in the auction were Bruce Lee's wrestling headgear, hand strengthener, wooden octagon nunchucks, and training jump rope. Farrah Fawcett's wooden shoe molds, a Scream mask and cape from the movie Scream, David Hasselhoff's Knight Rider jacket and golf cart, and Harry Houdini's handcuffs.
Wow.
Wow. And then fruitcake sitting over here on the corner.
Yeah.
That's lame. Oh, here's some interesting news, too. Researchers tell us 1 in 6 cell phones has fecal matter on it. Enjoy your breakfast.
Oh, speaking of French toast crunch.
Yeah. I cleaned off my fecal matter covered phone.
That's gross.
Yes.
1 in 6?
1 in 6. So I got to thinking, it was me, you, Doug, Daniel, Mitch, and Celeste. And I was like, mine's going to be the one with poop on it.
Now I got
to
go clean my phone because that's disgusting.
I cleaned it. I cleaned mine with an alcohol wipe.
That's smart. I'm going to go do that too.
I learned that trick from Daniel.
Shout out to our boy Stimson.
Yeah.
We just played that song.
We did, Stimson.
And now Stefan's commenting on French Toast Crunch!
Give us another one to play, please.
We have the whole record.
Well, then let's play
a new one.
We
have the whole record.
We should play a new one tomorrow.
But I like that song still.
I know.
It's still my jam.
It's time to like a new one.
All right.
Oh, I saw this on CNN. Brazilian police were flying in a helicopter on a drug raid when they made a startling find. A huge swastika at the bottom of a swimming pool.
Whoa!
After investigating, police say the Nazi symbol had been there for 13 years, but they can't press charges because it's on private land. The property owner says he doesn't publicly advocate Nazi ideas. His town of Pomerode, however, is about 90% German, and Brazil has been home to famous expatriate Nazis. One of the world's biggest Oktoberfest celebrations is held in a nearby city. You know the whole thing about how the conspiracy about how Hitler actually lived and went down to Brazil. And then I saw that picture and I was like, oh, man! Because it's crazy.
13 years ago?
13 years ago. I know. But this...
No. I mean...
It could be his descendants.
You know.
But anyway, the picture was crazy. It was this huge, like, house and this pool and just a giant Nazi swastika in the pool.
That's so crazy.
It made me think of Captain America, honestly.
Oh!
I was like, if he's real, he would go... beat them up. He beat them up, y'all. He'd go up in there and beat them up. A passenger jet landing at London's Heathrow Airport had an extremely dangerous near miss with a drone. A 180-passenger Airbus A320 was beginning its descent towards a Heathrow runway over the summer when a pilot noticed a helicopter-style drone flying nearby. The drone was not visible on-air traffic controller screens, and police were unable to determine who was flying it. But experts say the effect of hitting even a small drone could be devastating, pointing to the 2009 Hudson River emergency landing caused by a plane hitting a flock of geese as an example of the risk.
Isn't
Don't fly
gaggle?
Your drones. A gaggle of geese.
Bunch of geese.
Or is it a gander?
Gander. Wait, that's... No, you might be right.
No, I think it's a gaggle. But what is a gander? Hang on.
A gander?
You gotta figure this out.
It's when you take a look.
That's true, but it's also a group of animals. Let's see. Taking a gander.
Oh, you're right.
Goose.
It's
an adult.
Goose.
Oh, it's an adult male goose. It's one.
So it's a goose.
Gander, noun, look, glance.
Goose.
Oh, okay. Probably from gander, from the outstretched neck of a person craning to look at something
like
so they look like
a goose.
Goose.
Okay.
Ah, oh, you gander. So, okay. So that's a new way that you can use it.
You're learning
stuff. What's a giddy gander?
A giddy gander?
Oh, that must just be slang. Oh, I have to get a 14-day free trial? Are you kidding me? For dictionary.com?
Webster, come on, man.
Man, that's lame. I'm not... When we think of bullying, we think of dictionary.com.
Yeah.
Also... We think of mean girls ostracizing someone or spreading rumors, and mean boys being more likely to just punch people.
Right.
But a new study from the University of Georgia says that boys do both and are crueler than girls when it comes to tormenting peers socially. Who knew? The bullies knew. The researchers followed a group of middle and high school age boys and girls and found that boys engaged in social bullying more often than girls at all age levels. They were also more physically aggressive than girls. Study found that the most aggression, both relational and physical, was present in students at the middle school level, grades 6 through 8, or during the prepubescent and early puberty stages.
Mm.
A two-faced cat named Frank and Louie died at age 15. It's from Massachusetts. Frank and Louie were rushed to a vet where he was diagnosed with cancer. Owner Marty Stevens agreed to have Frank and Louie euthanized. Janus cats, or Janus, I'm not sure, so-called after the two-faced Roman god, usually live for only a few days, but this one lived for 15 years.
Wow.
Frank and Louie, it was a single person.
That's crazy.
Except it was a cat, it wasn't a person. But that's pretty cool. And finally, 'tis the season for holiday ads and videos that make you smile and maybe even cry. UPS has a new campaign called Your Wishes Delivered, where they invite the public to share their wishes during the holidays. One of the first ads features 4-year-old Carson, who has special friendship with his UPS driver, Mr. Ernie. Ever since Carson developed a friendship with Mr. Ernie, he's been fascinated by all things UPS. He wants to be just like his pal and has his own UPS brown uniform. So he's this little kid driving a UPS truck. You know what that makes me think of? Child labor laws. And I get really upset. Speaking of upset, let's look at traffic.
All right. Is it bad?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. Whoa, check that out.
Uh-oh.
There's an accident at Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, north, between Prosperity Avenue and Rio Bravo. Lots of ironic things about that hole.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah, so anyway, again, accident, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, north, between Prosperity Avenue and Rio Bravo. Also, there's a lot of congestion on westbound Paseo. I'm assuming that's construction-related. I don't know. It doesn't show an accident, but good luck with that. And road construction, roadway reduced to 2 lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard, southwest. That congestion is like right after you get to the construction at I-25 in Paseo. So if you're westbound, I don't know. Good luck. That's your look at traffic. Because now it's time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't do that.
We don't do that. Because it's time for birthdays with Doug.
It's time for birthdays with Doug. That's what we do. That's what we do instead.
Doug!
Hello.
Good morning, Dougie.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
That's you a have
good.
A new baby.
Yeah, I do.
How's he doing?
He doesn't like to sleep.
He
from
doesn't.
3 o'clock till I leave for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Today, December 8th, 2014, day 342. There are 23 days remaining in the year. First up this morning, he is an actor.
Naval forces of the United States. Damian Lewis.
No, he plays David Estes.
Oh, Estes. It was the that's the boss.
On what?
Homeland.
Oh yeah. Oh, what is his name?
I don't remember. I don't know his name.
I can't remember his
David
name.
David Harewood.
Okay.
David Harewood.
48.
Interesting.
46.
49 today.
Ah.
Was
next
that,
up.
Was that the Homeland intro?
Yeah.
Why are all these people talking about?
Remember? It was like weird. And it's like, yeah. Sinead O'Connor.
Yes.
Nice.
It's been said. And I. 15 days. Yeah, I knew it right away.
I love this song. I don't care what anybody says. It's a good song. Doug, it's a good song. What do you think?
It's all right.
Sinead O'Connor is 30.
46.
48 years old today.
Oh! Right 48. There, guys.
Next up, an English actor. He played in. He played as Mariotic Brandy Buck.
Oh. Dominic. No, wait.
And he played Chris Bradley / Bolt in X-Men Origins.
Mmm.
Bolt. Yeah, it was Mary.
Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, is this Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
One of the Hobbits.
Yeah.
Is it Dominic West? No, what is his name?
Dominic's correct.
Yeah,
Dominic Pippin. Dominic Tuke.
It's like Dominic Wood.
You can't trust a Tuke.
English.
Dominic.
The donkey.
London.
The Italian Christmas donkey.
What is Monahan?
Dominic Monahan.
Monahan.
Gosh. We knew that.
Monahan.
He's older than you think. I think he's like 42.
I think he's 38.
38 is correct.
Ah!
He's not older than I think.
Next up, an American actress, writer, presenter, and former NFL cheerleader. She was Susan on Desperate Housewives.
Oh, is that
and she played Lois Lane.
Oh, this
is Terry Hatcher.
Yep.
Terry Hatcher. Terry Hatcher, what are you doing?
She also played the younger sister in Tango and Cash.
That's just you.
That's just me. Tango and Cash, no one?
No. Just you.
Kurt Russell, Sylvester Stallone, no?
Ah. Okay. Terry Hatcher is, I think she is 48.
50.
50 is correct.
Yeah! I almost said 50. You're lucky.
And the final birthday this morning. An American actress.
Michael Keaton. Oh, actress. Kim Basinger.
Kim yes. Basinger. Yeah. Vicky Vale. Vicky Vale.
Oh, dude. That movie is still great. Oh.
It was made in 1980. Well, it was made in 1988, probably, but it came out in 1989, right? 89?
I think so.
Yeah,
I saw this at the movie theater, y'all.
He did.
I'm old enough to remember it. I bought the novelization at Hastings as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this in the womb.
I saw this in the womb, y'all.
Oh, man. So great. Okay, she's 54.
Oh. 53.
She is 61 years old today.
Dude!
Kim Basinger didn't get that old. That's a lie. Man, they lie. Hey, man, they lying to you, Doug. They ain't, dude.
Yeah.
On to dates. On this day in what year, the Eagles released the album Hotel California.
Wow. Oh, man, I want to call my mom. She knows.
No.
She's like a crazy Eagles fan.
Hotel California.
I wonder if that's why I'm not like a super fan.
1977.
78.
1976.
Dang it!
I like the Eagles.
So close!
That was a guess, but I do like that.
That was good.
On this day in what year, John Lennon was murdered by Mark David Chapman in New York City.
Oh.
When was this?
84.
I could probably could get on Facebook and it would tell me.
Yeah.
Did you say 84?
Yeah.
81.
1980.
Oh, okay.
So close.
80.
On this same what year, the North American Free Trade Agreement was signed into law by U.S. President Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
1996.
Ah.
95.
1993.
Oh.
I'm just burning through these today.
Burning land, man, dang.
On this day in what year, the first 75-mile-an-hour speed limit signs were created in Montana and Wyoming.
Montana and Wyoming got 75 before
us. It's because nobody lives there.
Our boy Levi lives in Montana.
It's because they printed them and they were like, well, wait, people live here. We can't let people drive 75. Put them in Wyoming and Montana. Nobody lives there. Okay.
Yeah. That's funny. 2006.
1998. 1995.
Dang it. Oh, man. Yeah, like right there.
On this day in what year, 4 months after the death of guitarist Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead announced they were breaking up.
2000.
2002.
This also happened in 1995.
Oh. I don't know when that guy died.
On this same one year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that police could not search people and their cars after merely ticketing them for routine traffic violations.
2001.
2004.
1998.
Hey. What? All this happened in 98.
Oh, no, guys. Celebrity gossip website says that Kim and Kanye are headed for divorce.
Stop it.
And the number one song for today? Wait for it.
I am.
This is slow fading.
Oh.
Is this George Michael?
Maybe.
Faith? Is this Faith?
Maybe.
Doug, don't Maybe. Lie to me.
Might be. I don't know.
Don't make my faith be misplaced in it you.
It is. Oh, it is.
Wait, is this the George Michael version or is this the Limp Bizkit version?
No, Limp Bizkit doesn't start like this.
No, yeah.
This is definitely the George Michael version. I do not believe Limp Bizkit made it to number one. Oh, man.
Made to like number six on TRL, though.
True.
Nice. If I could touch your body, cause I know not everybody has got a body like Steve.
Doug.
But Steve rhymes.
No.
All the games you play, cause I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from the emotions.
Okay. Time to bring my heart up on the floor.
On this day in what year?
Oh, Doug and I.
This is National Hand Washing Awareness Week, Computer Science Education Week. It's Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day.
Yes!
And today is Green Monday.
Green Monday?
If you think this Green Monday is bad, wait till you see the one in 2017. I'm a time traveler.
Yeah.
I don't know anything that is now, but I am.
If you were a time traveler, why in the world would you choose 2014 to come back to if you were from 2017?
Because in this year, hang on, let me make a call on my iPhone 12. You guys are missing out on physical comedy.
Oh, man.
If you're not watching the webcam. Hang on, Doug. In 2017, iPhone bought Android.
Uh-huh.
Well, in 2016. So this is compatible with even your device, your mystery over there.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm calling Doug.
Hello.
Hello, Doug.
Hi.
How does my voice sound?
It sounds very 2017.
Does it sound very clear? Like I'm almost in the room with you?
Almost.
Even though you have an Android?
It sounds like you're just talking through a microphone to me.
Isn't that crazy? That's the future, man. That's the future. Listen, it's called iDroid. It's called iDroid. That's what it's called.
iDroid? Oh, okay.
When they purchased in 2016. The fiscal year is a good one.
Oh, man.
And the reason I came back to 2014 is because something crazy is going to happen today that will change the future forever. And I'm back to... I'm going to not let it happen. And it all depends on this radio station.
You just ruined it.
No, I didn't. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. Plus, you're going to forget. You're going to start playing that Spider-Man game. And then
I am.
Back to normal.
I got 25 ISOs, guys.
Hang on. I'm still on the phone with Doug. Doug.
Oh. Yeah.
What are you doing today? I already know.
Oh, no.
He's from the
Don't
future.
Tell me.
I'm from the future. I'm just going to say this. It's not sleep.
No.
I will say that your baby becomes one of the most advanced life forms in the next couple of years.
What?
It's all those...
That's about time.
It's all those cool...
It's all the steroids.
It's all the steroids and the mechanical... The mechanical, like, upgrades you guys give him.
Yeah.
Let's just say Jackson becomes a little more Jaxy if you're familiar with Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Yeah, think about it.
He gets Jackson.
You remember Jax from Mortal Kombat?
Jax.
He gets jaxed up.
Okay. Didn't he have a metal arm?
Yeah, he's also three.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Sonya's partner?
Sonya. Yeah.
Sonya Blade?
That was her.
All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming back. 7 o'clock hour. We're going to be rocking Mad Lib Monday. I am not sure about the phones yet. Phone lines have been down all morning.
They're working right now.
They are. Let's hope they're working in T-minus 15 minutes. We'll be doing Mad Lib Monday. You can also chime in on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get your words in now.
Get your words
right
in
right around
now.
The corner, Mad Lib Monday on T-Moss and Morning Party.
Now. Static. I gave you my heart, but the very
One. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Guess what, chicken butt? It's time for traffic.
Oh, every time I turn the mics on.
What?
I don't know what.
Chicken butt.
Yep.
Closed, Coors Boulevard north at Don Felipe. If you're down south that far, I want to tell you, the way it looks around you, it's basically Mississippi. There's like fields and some trees and stuff. That's what Mississippi looks like.
We went down there to,
there's a Walmart somewhere down there.
Yep.
And we went, the other day, me and Don went, and it was like, where are we, Don? I didn't trust it instinctively.
Yeah.
Instinctively, he says. Also, construction, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest, and we have road construction at I-25 and Paseo. The right lane's closed at Paseo del Norte West at San Pedro. There's a lot of stuff. All that construction with the big hoopla that hopefully will be done sometime this month.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Their rad little coffee shop here.
Rad.
It's pretty fresh.
Fresh.
Just got me an iced Americano in the freezing cold.
Descriptive word.
So I'm wearing a jacket.
Yes.
Speaking of descriptive words,
It
is 7:23.
You know what that means.
It is Monday.
Monday.
It is time.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, Doug.
It is Mad Lib Monday. Your chance to call in right now. While the phone lines are still working.
Hurry. Call now because they've been cutting out. They have been malfunctioning. Call now.
338-3700, the phone number. It's 505-338-37.
They're out, Doug.
Zero.
The phones are out.
Zero. They were literally...
just working.
And now...
Wait. Turn it back on.
Hello.
Hey, Steve-O, it's me, Mateo, just calling you from another state. I wanted to participate in this Mad Lib Monday thing.
Oh, okay, yeah, man.
Okay, what do you need?
I need an adjective.
What about silly?
Silly?
Yeah.
That's a dumb one.
No, that'll work.
Ugh.
Silly.
Okay.
Silly.
I'll type it in.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, man.
We got another call? I think we do. Pick up the phone.
Static!
Hey, y'all, it's me, your boy, Grandpa Friend. Just got me a cell phone from that. Got me one of them pay-as-you-go cell phones. I thought I'd give you a call because your phones ain't working.
Cool, man. Can we get an adjective?
That's not all you can get. Let's talk about all this health care reform. Now, I've been around for hundreds of years, and it ain't never been this bad. I'll tell you, thanks, Obama. Thank you so much. Y'all about rolling your tide and whatnot, and I'm all, dang, dude, I just want to live.
That's Alabama. That's totally different.
You'd be blessed if you was in Alabama right now, son. I'll tell you about Alabama. It's beautiful. Stars fell on Alabama. Now, what do you need? What kind of word?
I need an adjective.
What about newfangled?
Newfangled.
Newfangled. Like all that newfangled internet they got rolling around. You guys realize that's how they track you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you all about it. I live over here on the east side of the Sandia Mountains, and now I ain't got no internet because I don't want them tracking me. Y'all don't know where I live, and you ain't gonna know. This cell phone I got's a pay-as-you-go. You can't even... I took the tracker out. Don't tell me there ain't no tracker in it, because, well, there ain't now, but there was.
Thanks, Grandpa Friend.
No, we need to talk about this French Toast Crunch coming back.
No.
Yeah, we do.
We got Mad Lib Monday to get to.
Fine. I'm going to call you on your break. When's your break?
10:30.
I'm going to call you on your break. We're going to talk for 3 hours.
All right, I can't wait.
We're going to talk.
Thanks, Grandpa Friend.
Hey, how you doing?
I love you.
What you thinking?
No, I said I love you. That means I want to go.
Love you.
That's good, man. The phone lines are totally down. Yep. 505-338-3700 is the phone number, and if you could call in when our phones worked, that'd be great. But, thankfully, we have a lot of great friends on Facebook.
We do.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in for Mad Lib Monday. What do we got?
What do you need?
Oh, right. I need a part of the body.
eyebrow.
Okay. Noun.
Immaculate Conception.
Whoa. I spelled that wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Oh my gosh.
So uh-oh, wrong. We got another phone call.
Oh.
Better answer it.
Let's see. Static.
Hey, man, what y'all doing with me?
It's Mad Lib Monday.
Hey, this be your boy, Dura. I calling y'all to participate in this. What do I win?
I need a plural noun from you.
Cool, man.
Wait.
Cool.
Cool is an adjective.
Oh. Hey, man, what's a noun?
A person, place, or thing.
Oh, dang. Doug.
Wait, Doug.
Like... No, let me talk to Doug.
Okay. Doug's in the other room.
Okay. Let me talk to Doug, man.
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Doug, boy, man. Hey, man. This be your boy, Daryl. What you doing, man?
I was just hanging out. What are you up to, Daryl?
Hey, listen, man. I know that I owe you that money. And I'm going to get it back to you. But I tell you what, right now,
that
it ain't going
nice.
To happen, man. It's Christmas, and I just need you to give me a break.
Well, I kind of need that money for Christmas, too, you know?
That's too bad, man. You need to pray the Lord give you a miracle, man.
Hey, are you going to be home this afternoon?
Yeah, man.
Well,
I mean, no. No, I got to work.
My friends might have to stop by.
I got
to
work, man. I'll be working.
Check on
I'll be
you,
at
know?
The job.
See how things are going.
I'll be working, man.
Oh, you'll be at work. Okay.
Yeah, I
same
got
place
a
place you were working last time?
No, it's new,
bye.
Man. I got a new place.
All right, we'll be seeing you.
I got these storage units over there in San Jose, man. I got to go down there.
We'll be seeing you this week.
No, man. No.
Daryl.
Hey.
Daryl?
It's Daryl.
Daryl?
Daryl. Yeah.
Daryl?
It's Daryl, yeah.
Like the battery?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a plural noun?
Monkeys.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Thanks, Daryl.
Bye.
Man. These phone lines are screwy today.
Doug, let me tell you a story for real. Years ago... Wait, can you prod him back up? Doug, you back?
Yeah.
Okay, so years ago, This is real life.
We were talking to Jamie about this yesterday.
Me and Coon had these characters named Daryl and JD, and they were just these two idiot brother or friends or whatever. And we did this in the Waverly van for years and years, and we would just slip into Daryl and JD, and everybody would get so mad. Well, one day, I just made up the fact that Daryl had these storage units in San Jose. Straight up. Just made it up. And then we were visiting some friends in Campbell, California, which is right outside of San Jose. Well, actually, yeah. Yes, right outside of San Jose. We're driving around, and we passed Daryl's storage units for real in San Jose, and everybody flipped out. And then me and JD went into... It's like, we told y'all it was real, man! It was awesome.
So funny. Jamie was telling us that story yesterday.
How do we know that Mateo's not a made-up person?
I don't know.
And that one of these characters aren't the real
person. We'll never know.
You'll never know.
It's Mad Lib Monday. The phone lines are...
It's good. It's good stuff. Are they working?
Nope.
Oh, dang it. Well, we got a lot of words on...
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Wooly put up Garth Brooks because he went to see Garth Brooks.
You know what? I saw the Rope in the Wind tour.
You did?
I did. I saw pictures from the birthday party where my mom gave me.
You just saw him. Wooly, I love you!
Gosh. Okay. I just put in Garth Brooks because we needed a celebrity on that one.
Okay, what else do we need?
Plural noun.
Okay. Navajo tacos.
Okay.
Thanks, Cassie.
Those are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had one?
Mm-hmm.
You probably have. No. It's like fry bread.
I think I did it.
Meat.
What's that plate? Monroe's? I think I had one there.
No.
No?
No, that's the stuffed sopapilla.
Okay.
Totally different.
Oh, okay.
Totally different.
All right.
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Surreptitious.
What?
I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm going to look it up.
Julie! Surreptitious.
Hang on. Man, this is sad because we can't... Oh, I bet Claire and Brynn are trying to call in and I was going to talk to them about the Christmas play the other night.
Yep.
Dang it.
You even got backstage passes so you could go see him. And
I did.
Was like, what?
Girls, if you're trying to call in, our phones aren't working.
I know.
But I did get, I saw Claire and I saw Brian at the Christmas play, and they were awesome. Claire was a sweet little shepherd, and Brian was an angel with a glowing headband thing.
I'm going to put glowing.
And they sang Carry Your Candle.
Oh.
Go Light Your World.
Oh, that's the one where everybody put that was the song where everybody put their cell phones up, right?
Okay, surreptitious, kept secret, especially because it would not be approved of.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I need a verb ending in ing.
Beautifying.
That's not a verb.
Yeah, it is. You beautify something.
You can. That's a. It's an action.
Yeah,
I guess it is. Okay. Yeah, that's true, huh?
It's very true.
All right. I need a type of liquid. We got a ton of words.
Somebody wrote pickles, so we'll put pickle juice.
Okay.
Pickles. Thank you guys for commenting on Facebook.
For
I'm
real,
sorry our
it's
phones
making
are down.
Mad Lib Monday so much better.
Yay, Tanya says... Suspicious. Love you guys from Claire. Love you too from Brian. Aww.
Thank you for coming to our play, they said. That's sweet.
Yay, we love you guys. Gals. You're the best.
Yeah, we're kind of bummed. It's Mad Lib Monday. Phone lines are still down. Look.
You were the best shepherd. Wait, I need to spell. Shepherd is a strange word to spell.
Because there's two ways to spell shepherd. There's
Brian,
shepherd.
You were
and
the shepherd. Best. I know. Brian, you were the best angel. Even nice. Better than Michael.
I need an adjective.
Mateo. Okay. Every time I sign my name, I say Mateo.
Yeah, yeah.
Adjective. 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 Dang it. That's not one. That's not one. That's not one. Where is it? Where is it? I know. Maybe cautionary. Or fluffy.
I need another adjective.
Fluffy
will work.
Oh, my goodness.
I need a part of the body plural.
Okay. I got this.
By the way, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in for Mad Lib Monday. Because sadly... Our phone lines are down for our talk show.
Hello?
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 Does it work?
No.
There?
We're still down. Still broken, guys.
What do
Just
you need?
Just good, you think.
Oh, elbow pit.
What?
Thebes, you are the man. Thebes has given us so many words that I have used.
Okay.
Wait, I think we got another phone call. You better answer it.
Oh, last word, too. Perfect. Static.
Hello?
Oh, no.
That's right. It's me. Lenny the Piper Popsicle.
Hey, Lenny.
And I've called in to participate in this Mad Lib stuff that you do on Monday.
Now, Lenny, you have to be careful with your words.
Why?
Because
I've got freedom of speech, don't I?
Yeah, but
this is America, ain't it?
It's a family show.
Doesn't it apply to popsicles, too?
Okay,
don't I have rights?
But you can't be crass, okay, Lenny?
I'm not crass, I'm Piper.
Okay, well,
delicious!
I need a verb ending in ing, Lenny.
And sticky when melted!
Oh, man.
What do you need?
I need a verb ending in ing.
Okay. Let me think here. I don't know. Melting! How about that, huh?
Ugh. Is melting really an action?
You humans and your terrible ideas! I'm here to tell you. There's only one thing in this world that could just fix everything, and it's me. You just need to get me under the thing, and I will fix everything in this world.
I'm telling you to hang up on him.
Oh. I don't know.
Hang up.
Oh, that means hang up.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, don't you drop the call?
Yeah. But
I'm glad you hung up on that dude.
Okay. Gosh. I'm like, Dale, what are you telling me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's your friend.
He's your friend.
He's not my
friend. He's not my friend. He's your friend.
Gosh. We actually did it.
We did it.
We actually
it.
Got,
we got
through
the whole
the
thing.
Mad Lib.
All right.
We got through the whole. Thanks to everybody for chiming in on Facebook. We weren't sure we were going to be able to do a Mad Lib this Monday because our phone lines are down.
Yeah. Supposedly, there's a person coming to fix it today.
Alleged.
Alleged, but they're going to fix us and make our show cooler.
They're not going to be here while we're doing our show because we have to wake up stinking early.
Yeah.
I said stinking.
Good job.
That's good.
You did it.
I did it.
You did it. All right.
I'm an adult!
Today's Mad Lib, of course, brought to you by, I believe these were from Olivia and Sterling, right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Olivia and Sterling.
Spy theme.
Oh, man! Gear and Gadgets Part 1. One of the most silly parts about being a spy is the gadgets you get to use.
Mm.
Here are some examples. Spy phones. These do much more than make newfangled calls. They can scan eyebrow prints on a drinking Immaculate Conception, which is terrifying. That's the grossest thing we've ever read. Or shoot laser monkeys if a spy is being chased. Laser monkeys? Now that might be kind of cool.
Laser monkeys are great.
X-ray vision. Navajo tacos. X-ray vision Navajo tacos.
That's a good gadget.
These... Okay, surreptitious.
I spelled it way wrong.
Surreptitious glasses are so powerful that they can help spies determine if an enemy is wearing glowing underwear. Also because it glows.
Right. Oh, man.
Glowing underwear. Yeah. That's an idea. Beautifying beans. A must-have defense weapon for any spy. These beans are dropped in a glass of pickle juice to render an enemy cautionary. So you don't exactly get rid of him, but he is warned. He walks away saying, maybe I shouldn't do this. There could be a lesson in this. And I don't know if I want to learn it, but I think there's a lesson.
All right.
Mini flashlight. This clever and fluffy little tool projects a holographic image of Garth Brooks to distract bad guys, which we know always works. That works all the time, every time.
Yeah.
60% of the time.
Oh, man. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's the image of him flying over the crowd in his harness.
I saw him in concert for the Rope in the Wind tour, and it was magical.
He did. Eavesdropping ears. Spies affix long-range earpieces to their elbow pits to detect where their targets are melting because of the laser monkeys.
Right.
That's your Mad Lib.
That's your Mad Lib.
That's it.
All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we'll post a question of the day, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're sorry the phone lines are down, but if you want to hang out with us, you can chime in through facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tweet us at mystaticradio or send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Dang.
Whoa!
So Coors is closed. Coors Boulevard between Gun Club Road Southwest and Don Felipe. It is closed. And the whole stretch of Coors from all the way up towards... What is this? Angus Road all the way...
That's like into Rio Rancho.
Way up and then way south. It's red. There's an accident at Coors Boulevard South at Los Volcanes? Volcanes? I don't know. So Coors right now is a mess. Do not use Coors. Do not use Coors Boulevard.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Use something else. Use Unser or Paseo and some second or something. Do not use Coors right now. I am telling you, don't use Coors.
It was a gnarly crash, as reported by KRQE News 13.
Wow.
It closed down Coors.
Coors is closed.
Yeah.
And if you're on Coors right now, you're stuck.
Closed lanes in both directions in the area.
Man. Yeah, it's
oh
huge.
My gosh.
This is a huge accident, so pray for the people involved and do not use Coors. Also, there's congestion on 40 eastbound before you get to the Big Eye. There's construction I-25 in Paseo, and there's construction Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Doug, we got a phone call? Yeah, we got a phone call. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Going out to the phone lines that work.
Do it.
For the time being.
For the time being.
Static.
What up, fellas?
What's up?
What up?
Nada, nada. I wish you guys would have said this traffic report like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Good grief, dude.
Are you stuck?
Scores is...
It's a parking lot.
Yeah. Well, not just Coors, but everything trying to get around the accident itself.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare. It's in like this little I don't know, this little community, everything looks the same, and there's only one way in, one way out.
Man.
And that is crummy.
I'm sorry, dude.
Sorry, bud.
But, hey, that's all right. I am now past it and cruising back on coolers now.
All right.
Jessica, I have a question for you.
What up?
When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I don't know. Probably a football player, really.
Really?
Really, really. That's about all I can think of.
All right.
And that was, you know, I was that young, and then reality slapped me in the face and said, no.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
What song do you want to hear stuck in traffic?
Yeah. I want a song dedication to your friend and mine, Thanks. Jeff Gordon.
Oh, Jeff Gordon.
Anything by Lecrae. Anything or any kind of rap song.
He loves to request songs that people do not like.
We will totally hey, rock some Lecrae.
You know what? I'm a Jets fan, and I'm bitter. So,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be bitter, too.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. So there you go. All right, man. We'll get some Lecrae on for you coming up.
Right on. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Later.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Maybe you're stuck in traffic on Coors. We apologize.
Yeah, we do. But we want you to call in with your hands free, whatever.
Yeah.
Call in and tell us, because we have a question of the day, right?
Yeah.
Intro the question.
Absolutely. Well, UPS has a new campaign called Your Wishes Delivered, where they invite the public to share their wishes during the holidays. One of the first ads features a four-year-old, Carson, who apparently his wish is to be a UPS driver. He's got a really super rad special bond with Ernie.
Ernie.
Mr. Ernie. Ever since Carson developed a friendship with Mr. Ernie, he's been fascinated by all things UPS, Ernie being the UPS delivery dude in his area.
Yeah.
In fact, Carson wants to be just like his pal and has his own UPS brown uniform, which got me thinking about when I was a kid, what I wanted to be when I grew up. I feel like mine changed with every rad movie I saw.
Yeah.
I wanted to be an archaeologist because of Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I mean, that was like top of the list because it's Harrison Ford.
Right.
I think I wanted to be a Jedi until I realized that that's made up. There is no Jedi. So I couldn't do that. However, I could be Indiana Jones.
You could be. You could be an archaeologist. Well, could be.
I think at one point I as well wanted to be a paleontologist.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was yours.
Yeah. But difference here. Jurassic Park came out in 1993.
Yes.
I wanted to be a paleontologist when I was 4 years old. I love dinosaurs so much.
Yeah.
That's why that movie struck a chord with me so much. Because I loved them and I wanted to be a paleontologist until fourth grade. when I realized how tiny some of the bones were. And I remember being however old I was and thinking, I don't want to spend my life trying to dig up little fragments of rock and then seeing if they're bones or not. That's lame.
Indiana Jones made archaeology seem super glamorous.
Yeah. And about that time, I got into Jaws, and that's where marine biology came into it for me.
See? Same thing. Marine biology.
I got into comic books, and I wanted to be a comic book artist. And I wanted to do that throughout high school and almost went to art school.
See, and I went to an art college because I was going to draw cartoons for Disney. That was it. Now I'm just hoping someday I can voice cartoons. It's still kind of there.
Yeah.
Static!
No, you just wanted to be a fan of a winning team.
Oh, wow.
But you're still waiting.
Still waiting.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
It's Teej. That's okay. See, the funny thing is I've been following my wife's team just as much, and so maybe that's why it's less painful for me. Because I grew up a Cowboys fan, and my wife's a crazy Cowboy fan, so every Sunday we just watch those games.
Yeah.
And that
helped
you.
Well, you had no choice.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I wanted to be a Pixar animator.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What did you do? Did you, like, attempt it? Did you go to school?
I started to, and then I had to do some OSHA training, which was on a Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
And that was the same day that I was planning on proposing to Christina.
Wow.
So I said, you know what? I'll have to put it on hold.
Man.
And it's still on hold.
You've regretted it ever since.
No.
Good. That's good, man. No resentment.
I wasn't biting on that one.
There you go. That's good. Good job. You chose wisely.
I think so.
All right. Right on, man. Thanks for the call, TJ.
All right. Good luck next season.
Gosh. Packers fan. Packers fan.
Yeah.
Ah. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Four-year-old Carson. Do you think he really wants to be a UPS driver, or did UPS kind of like spring that, like, hey, man,
well, they
here's your
own
uniform?
I don't know. I mean, he probably...
It's a new UPS campaign called Your Wish is Delivered, and I guess there's a four-year-old Carson who really wants to be a UPS driver. He's got a special friendship with the UPS driver in his neighborhood, Mr. Ernie.
Yeah.
And so he's developed a bond and can't wait to grow up and be a UPS driver. What profession did you want to be when you were a little kid? Did it happen? I want to know, like, I would love to talk to somebody who's like, man, ever since I was 4 years old, I wanted to be a firefighter, and I am one. Or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because all of mine were, like, mystical, magical, archaeologist, Jedi, astronaut. I don't know. I wanted to be a baseball player as well.
A baseball player.
Professional baseball player.
Wanted to be a baseball player.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's Stephanie Bear.
What up,
whatever. Well, I... When I was really young, I really liked She-Ra.
Yes.
So I wanted to be her unicorn.
Okay.
That's a little different.
I wanted to be a horse that could change into a Pegasus. It's not a unicorn. It was a Pegasus.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And my sister wanted to be She-Ra. I grew past that.
Did it work out?
No, that didn't work. My sister was like, oh, you're crazy. You can't be a horse.
Right.
Like, you're going to get out of my water.
Hey, you can be anything you want to be, okay?
You sound like that movie Step Brothers when he's like, when I was little, I wanted to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Right? I also wanted to be a world-renowned photojournalist and a world-renowned artist and singer. And was I had, like, a list of things that I wanted to be.
And then you got into college and you're like, man, those are men's jobs. I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding. That's me. That's me.
No, actually, I decided I wanted to be a chaplain, and that's kind of on hold right now.
All right.
Oh, I like that. That's
keep cool.
But my
keep
biggest
dreaming.
Dream has been to be a wife and mother, and God has fulfilled
nailed
that
it.
In the last 2 years.
Yeah. Nicely done.
That's pretty awesome. I'm that sorry you awesome. Couldn't be a unicorn.
Yeah.
I have to tell you about my nephew, though, because he, when he was like 5 years old, he wanted to be a garbage man. And he stuck with that. He knows
good.
Absolutely everything there is to know that I can conceive of when it comes to waste management, including recycling and all of that.
That's amazing.
And he knows names of things, and he knows different people who are garbage men.
Yeah.
And, like, things happened, and now he's out of the state, and I haven't heard from him in over 2 years, actually. But hopefully things are going well with him and he's still pursuing that. Cause,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
But anyways, I'll let you guys get back to your,
thanks,
your
SB.
Day. And
thanks,
I hope you
SB.
Have a great one.
Hey, you. I think you could have been the best photojournalist or whatever else you said in the world.
What? Thanks, SB.
That's what she wanted to be.
Well, she wanted to be a unicorn.
And then I said, no, those are men's jobs.
Yeah.
Joking. Satirically.
Static.
Yo, this is Tyler from Oklahoma.
What up?
What's up, man? How's Oklahoma?
Oh, flat.
Yep.
Actually, I saw the Trans-Siberian Orchestra yesterday.
How'd
nice.
That was pretty awesome.
Okay.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That was.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
So, when I was younger, as far as I can remember, I wanted to be a scientist.
Yeah.
Because I just thought it was awesome to use a bunch of chemicals and blow things up.
That sounds cool to me right now.
And now I'm an environmental scientist.
Hey, really?
So
wow.
You did it. You nailed it.
I
you were
it.
Going for it. Nicely
but
done.
But the thing is, I completely forgot about that for probably 10 years. And then I just realized, hey, I actually did what I wanted to do when I grew up.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's cool.
Way to go.
Awesome.
So what specifically do you do in environmental science?
Basically...
Because I know that covers
up. Regulation.
Okay.
So you're the feels like guy, right? Where like you check the weather and it's like it's 52 degrees, feels like 47. You're the guy that you're like,
that's meteorology.
And then like stick your finger out there and you're like, no, man, feels like 47. And they're like, all right, Tyler from Oklahoma said it feels like 47.
Tyler, I'm sorry, my friend's a little mixed up.
I'm just saying, the environment. Nice.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
That's pretty good.
It's a pretty great job, man.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Yes, the feels like guy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Tyler, thanks for meeting.
See ya.
It's pretty great, man.
What do you say, oil field regulation?
That's pretty crazy.
That's an intense job.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We posted it on Facebook as well. What do you want to be when you grow up? Or maybe when you were a child, you thought you wanted to be something.
I think that kid really did want to be a UPS kid.
That's pretty cool.
We linked the video.
Yeah, his name's Carson. He's 4 years old, and he's part of this new campaign UPS has called Your Wishes Delivered.
Delivered.
They're inviting the public to share their wishes during the holidays, and this kid, he's 4 years old. He has a special friendship with the UPS driver in his neighborhood, Mr. Ernie.
Yeah.
And ever since he developed said friendship, he's been fascinated by all things UPS, and even has his own brown uniform. So we got the idea and thought, hey, let's ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or did you have a dream when you were a kid and fulfilled it? We'd love to hear stories like that. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. This one going out to Jets Guy in Rio and his buddy Jeff Gordon. It's brand new music from Lecrae.
From Lachey.
Lachey.
The unicorn.
Nick Lachey. Gosh. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
My headphones are being crazy right now.
Cray cray?
I can't hear anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. Hang on. Let me mess with them. Let me mess around with them. Hang on.
I got you, friend. It's traffic time.
There they are.
Tam's gonna do it, and I'm gonna rhyme. We
rhyme.
Got traffic in the street.
Traffic
and
in
on
the
your
street.
Face.
It's really neat. It's all over the place. All right, guys, listen. Traffic update. Please avoid Coors. There's been a crazy accident, and most of the road is shut down.
Yes.
We're talking all the way from Rio Rancho down into the South Valley and beyond.
Yeah. Coors, bro. Just
almost
stay away
to where
it.
Coors meets 25. So if you know how far south that is, that's nuts. Most of Coors is a parking lot right now. We had a caller earlier, our boy Jet Scott from Rio, that said it was a parking lot.
And what's crazy is this accident happened on Coors and Gun Club area.
I think so. Yeah.
Shut everything down. And he's like, Jet Scott in Rio Rancho.
Yeah.
Like, and he's talking Coors. Is that? It's that bad, guys.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So avoid Coors. Use Unser or some other road. Maybe wade through the Rio Grande. Work your way up. I don't know. You can ford that river. It's very shallow. But I don't know about snakes. So watch out. Also, there's an accident off to the side. Gun Club Road East at Isleta. We have construction at Rio Bravo in Isleta and construction at I-25 in Paseo. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus.
All right. The bad news. The phones are down because they're working on them. They're killing them. Mm-hmm. So we had them for a minute. Now they're gone. The good news is we posted our question of the day on Facebook, just like we always do. And people are commenting. It's good news!
That is good news. Also good news, my wife just texted and said, Coors is fine, at least from South Valley to 40.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Is that this little spot? Hang on.
I guess so.
Right here. Boom.
Yes.
Right there. Well, that's weird. Why is it?
So it's like really bad, except for right here. It's totally cool.
Yeah.
Totally normal. All right.
Interesting.
Welcome to Monday. If you're joining us on the webcam, welcome to my little mini ponytail.
Heyo! It's the tiniest ponytail known to man.
You know, my hair is just getting long and it's in my face and I don't like
Okay, so if there's such thing as the man bun, what is that? The man tail?
Maybe.
The manti tail.
Mantitello.
Mantitello.
He intercepted a ball off of Tom Brady yesterday.
Saw that.
Like, Mantitello, game,
everybody. Mantitello. That ball was real, even though his girlfriend wasn't.
Okay.
That's right. But it's a lot easier to tell if it's a real football than a person.
You're not even sports guy, and the fact that that's still the first thing you think of with Mantitello makes me sad. I feel so bad for him.
No, man, Mantitello is the anti-Mateo.
Speaking of the Chargers game yesterday, POD played the halftime show. That was interesting.
What song did they play?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, because it was going on in the background while they were trying to do the halftime report. You could like hear da-da-da-da-da.
POD,
like in the background.
Halftime show set list. It's great having a computer that works.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, because it was literally for a local Chargers-Patriots game.
Bet you they played Alive. I bet they played one song from the new album. And then I bet they played Youth of the Nation and South Town.
What about Boom?
Oh, they probably played that because it was a sporting event.
Right.
It was a sports match.
It was,
so they
it was
probably
a sports match, guys. Yeah, POD
out
rocking
on the
it
pitch.
Yesterday. Nicely
yep.
done.
Nicely done. Okay, so anyway, our question of the day revolves around this little kid named Carson. He's 4 years old. His dream has been, I guess, his few dreams because he's only four. He wants to be a UPS guy.
His whole life, guys. All his life.
His whole life, he's wanted to be a UPS guy. Lots of dreams, lots of aspirations. He's four. UPS has a new holiday campaign called Your Wishes Delivered, and it features Carson. They gave him his own little brown uniform, and he gets to go on a delivery with his buddy, Mr. Ernie, who is the coolest UPS driver in the universe. So our question of the day, when you were four, or at least when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? Did it happen? Why or why not? A lot of times we want to be these cool things when we're kids, and then we get to high school or college and reality hits and we just throw those dreams out.
If you tuned in Friday, one of my dreams came true when Aaron Gillespie called in and I slapped him in the face with the fake glove and challenged him to a duel of epic proportions.
And then what happened?
Well, you see, you and I begin practicing and preparing for our duet. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., Aaron Gillespie and Tamara from Battle Drums, we're going to take on, you and I, in a duel of epic proportions. Childhood dream realized. I've always wanted to destroy Aaron Gillespie with my voice.
And I don't know what we were going to sing, but maybe you get the hint.
Well, Aaron called this weekend.
No, actually, he didn't even call. He didn't even dignify us with a call.
This is true.
We found out from Quality Tam.
Quality Tam, who comes in every Tuesday at 9 for Quality Tam Tuesdays, called and said, "Hey, man, Gillespie had a chance to go home and hang out with his bride, his family."
Lame.
You know? So he went home. He went home, guys.
He went home, and he's not going to be back for like 2 weeks.
There will be no duel tomorrow.
Nope.
I'll tell you right now.
I was so excited I talked about it on Saturday morning.
I was very excited. That was my childhood dream. Childhood dream crushed. Yeah. You know?
We were going to sing A Whole New World, and I was going to sound just like Aladdin.
Yeah. I have Jasmine. Damn.
You ready for this, Doug?
We can't give it away. We're still going to do this.
I can show you the world.
Okay. He's going for
shining,
it.
Shimmering, splendid.
How perfect
tell
is that, Doug?
Tell me, princess,
I mean, come
now
on.
When did you last? See, it was going to be awesome.
It was going to be perfect. I make a pretty rockin' Jasmine
he does.
As well. So, I'm good. I'm good. So,
it was going to be
who
good,
knows,
man.
Who knows when that's happening now?
I don't know.
We're calling him tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to call him.
So, Gillespie.
Gillespie.
It's still happening.
You're not listening.
He can't get away from us.
But you will be.
Yeah. All right. What other childhood dreams we got?
We have a ton.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Well, coinciding with our Disney conversation, Joel the Nanny says, I wanted to be a mermaid. Who am I kidding? I still want to be a mermaid. Goodness, how can I make it happen? Anyway, until I can work out the details with that, I have always really loved kids, even when I was a kid. They are so much more fun than most adults. I am currently a nanny, and I'm getting my degree in elementary education. Oh, no. Elementary educations, plural.
Mm.
So I guess I'm doing what I want to be doing.
That's see, she's doing it well because elementary education is the time when you go back to school and learn how to sound like a child.
Yes.
And she just totally nailed it.
That's right. And the grammar's wrong, so that makes me terrified for the children.
Perfect.
Good. We don't need the English language to be correct anymore.
That's right.
We just need to be able to communicate.
Well, she is a nanny.
That's right. Ted says, being a ninja or working in an office.
Yes!
I love
Office Ninja!
He says, I loved office supplies as a kid, but I also thought ninjas were awesome. Maybe a ninja who works in an office.
Yes! The Office Ninja.
Office Ninja.
You're constantly stealing paperclips and into people's necks. Like,
new guy sucks. I'm gonna take him out. Oh, new guy had to go home. Weird. Kevin says, I wanted to either be an astronaut or a scientist. Right now, I'm an electrical engineer. Close enough to a scientist. I call this one a win.
Nice.
Nice. Amy says, I wanted to either be a teacher or a zookeeper. When I grew up, I became a teacher and discovered they were basically the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Now I am the children's librarian in Alamogordo, and I bring in all sorts of critters for kids to look at. So it's kind of the good parts of both jobs. Okay.
That's cool.
Without the bad, like standardized tests and cleaning up elephant poop.
That's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Well done, Amy. You found that line and you blazed through it.
Love it.
Laura says she wanted to be a time-traveling tiger warrior.
Okay.
Because she was fascinated with Star Trek and tigers really cool. Sadly, genetics testing and space travel haven't gotten there yet. But you know what? There's always a future. Just wait till 2017.
Heck yeah, man!
I'm telling you guys. It's awesome, man.
That's right.
Dang, dude! Christopher says, when I was growing up, I wanted to be several things, from a fighter pilot to anything involving video games. Currently, I'm in school for game design. So, hey, Steve-o, when I make my first big game, you can be a voice in it.
Deal!
Yeah!
Deal, dude! Seriously, what's sad is nowadays, if you want to be in movies or cartoons or anything, you've got to be a big name. It used to be like, you know, for cartoons or whatever, just be random people. Now it's like, oh, we're going to do a Spider-Man cartoon. Neil Patrick Harris has to voice it. Is that a big enough celebrity? I don't know. We got to get big celebrities.
Celebrity!
Makes me sad. Who voiced Aladdin?
Some guy.
Steve.
Steve from Full House.
I think
House.
It actually was Steve from Full House.
Yeah, I think you're right. Steve.
Steve.
Steve, let's double check.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A four-year-old, his name's Carson. He's got a special friendship with his UPS driver, Mr. Ernie.
Mr. Ernie.
When he grows up, he wants to be a UPS driver. They're making dreams come true this holiday season,
it
apparently.
It was Steve from Full House.
See? Carson has his own UPS brown uniform, all the goods. So we thought, hey, what profession did you want to be when you were a little one? Or what were you obsessed with when you were a little kid? Did it pan out? Or are you still dreaming? You still hoping to one day be that dude?
Man, I feel like I could be
that lady.
Cartoon voice.
Oh, dude, we could totally do that. I would love that.
Somebody become an animator and let me be a voice on your cartoon.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That'd be so awesome.
I remember the intro to Mrs. Doubtfire. When he's voicing the cartoon.
Loved it.
Most Amelia. I always loved that.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if
is
the
it
phone
working?
Lines work. Static.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
I'm
Matt.
Cartoon voice.
Are you?
What's up, Gentry?
No, not really.
You try so hard. Okay, here's a trick. Here's a trick for you. So that I'll possibly not know it's you. Stop calling the secret line. Because you called the secret line, and then I immediately know it's got to be somebody I know.
He knows. Somebody that he used to know.
That's a good point. By the way, Robin Williams, I believe, was Aladdin.
No, he was. I'm going to.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. No!
Yeah, you are.
He was the genie. The genie.
Wasn't Aladdin the genie?
No, Aladdin was the kid who found the lamp. And he rubbed the lamp. Did you rub my lamp?
Did you bring me here?
Yeah. Yeah. Robin Williams was the genie.
Yeah, Jafar was the girl.
Okay. That was a stupid movie.
Gosh.
Goodbye.
Bye. He hung
up. That was it?
That's all you get.
Old man, everyone.
Old man.
That's what happens when
and
you turn
Steve.
80. Yeah.
I always thought that was a very clever name.
Yeah, thank you.
Did it get appreciated very much?
I don't think so.
I don't know
if many people understood
it. It was based on the old man and the sea.
Yeah. It was
classic
good.
Tale.
Exactly.
Of the old man and the sea.
Yeah. And old man and the Steve.
They called it the old man and the Steve, and nobody appreciated it.
Yeah. Mostly because I didn't go by Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Steve?
Hey, Steve! Hey, Steve!
Stop
Steve.
All the downloading! Hey, let's prod up old Doug.
Hey, let's prod up old Doug.
Oh, Doug. That's his name.
How about some phone lines as well?
Yeah.
Static. Oh.
Not that phone line.
505-338-3700.
So I guess the phones are back?
For now.
That's cool. Doug, what did you want to be?
A wrestler.
Yeah.
Or baseball player.
Yep.
Or quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Wow.
What about the Ravens?
I wasn't a Ravens fan then. Until like 2004 or 5.
I think when you were a kid here in New Mexico growing up, everybody was a Cowboys fan.
Yes.
Or a Broncos fan.
Yes.
I was a crazy Cowboys fan up until 8th grade.
Because it went Cowboys winning Super Bowls into the Broncos winning Super Bowls.
Oh,
so bandwagons
true.
Were
that's true.
Galore.
Yeah. I grew up in Tejas, where everyone is a Cowboys fan, period, the end. And it was like, Oilers? Who are the Oilers? I was a West Texas kid.
Oilers? What's an Oiler?
See, kids, there used to be a team called the Houston Oilers.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the little oil thing.
Thanks, Superhero Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Love you, Doug.
See, his dreams did come true. Static.
Mellow.
Mellow. Yeah.
Well, as a kid, I was very into baseball until I was about 14 and I hurt my back.
Mm.
So that was the end of that. But as a kid, before that, it was baseball for me all the way, shortstop, third baseman.
Heck yeah.
But before that, and still to this day, I mean, if I could, if the opportunity was there, I would still love to do it, is to go out and watch the prey, the predator prey, watch the hunt of the lion, or go in a safari in Africa or in the rainforest and just watch how animals kill other animals or how they breed or how they have babies and take care of them, just to study that and just to...
Wait. You're saying that an island composed entirely of females will breed?
Stop it.
Well, it is possible, but let's not go there. Yeah,
it's all due to genetics, man. Genetics.
When you start using
but I would love to go out there and be the one in the safari.
Pool Boy is trying to talk.
I'm singing Jurassic Park theme song.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, dude, imagine, wouldn't you love to go study those dinosaurs as they attack one another, or just their living habits and how they lived and
how
they...
No idea.
That's what I wanted to do as a kid, like the photographer, National Geographic.
Geographic, yeah. Man, that would be an awesome job.
I wasn't allowed to read National Geographic when I was a kid, because it was National Geographic.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember those in the waste room, man.
Yeah,
hang low.
Yeah, hang low, man. Hey, you have a good day, bud.
Well,
did he hang up? I love that guy.
Static!
Hey!
Hi.
It's me.
No, it's not.
It's Myers.
Come on, guys.
Hey, Dave Myers.
What's up, boys?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, so did you guys watch Discovery Channel and watch that guy be eaten by a snake only to tap out because his arm hurt?
No, we missed it. Last night was the snake-eating show, or the snake-eating man show.
Yep.
It's so stupid.
I said I wasn't going to watch it, and you know what? I totally forgot about it.
So you watched it.
I did watch it. The show was cool.
Yeah?
Like,
oh,
them catching the snake was actually incredible. The end was left much to be desired.
All right. So
that's what I wanted to do when I was a kid, get eaten by a snake.
Shut up.
I want to get eaten by a T-Rex.
He really does. That's like how he wants to go out.
It's true.
If I had a gajillion dollars, I would breed dinosaurs just so I could help make his dream come true someday.
That blesses me.
Thanks, that's a weird thing to do to your friend.
Nah, man. In this world,
I'd make dinosaurs so that he could have his dream come true. It's going to take a solid 50 years to make that a reality anyway. So he'll have
lived
a full
you guys
life.
To know, if they ever really do clone a dinosaur and it's a T-Rex, I'm taking that as a sign from the Lord that that's my way out. It says he's always going to provide a way out.
No,
and so if that happens, that's
not
what it says. And so if that happens, that's where I'm going.
Amazing.
Well, you need to watch the show because it was actually pretty cool.
Myers, what did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be an NBA star.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. And then Woody Harrelson came out with that movie, White Men Can't Jump, and you were like, oh.
Yeah, but then John Stockton came out.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Yeah. I've been this tall and this big since I was in, like, fifth grade.
Terrifying.
I feel you,
so
man.
Everyone thought I was going to be this
beast of a man, and I stopped growing at sixth grade.
That sucks.
Totally.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Well, hey, someday, buddy.
I think you could be a basketball
someday.
Player.
Keep dreaming.
I'm still trying, boys. I'm still trying.
Dream I believe
big,
in
man.
You.
Space Jam. Space Jam.
Right.
It's your all chance. Right. Do your dance, man.
I gotta go.
Bye.
Love you, man.
Bye.
Oh, that guy. What'd you want to be when you were a kid? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let's see if we got any new comments.
Or, of course, 505-333-3700.
Okay. Daniel says, I've always wanted to be a police officer. I used to ride my bicycle around with my brothers and pull them over and write them tickets for violations. Today, I'm a deputy sheriff and still pulling people over, but in their cars. LOL. Never thought I would actually be doing this. Jesus works in mysterious ways.
That's pretty awesome. I like that. Childhood dreams realized. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Talking about this four-year-old who's part of a brand new UPS campaign called Your Wishes Delivered. His name's Carson and has an affinity for UPS.
Yeah, and he really, at first we were kind of like, okay.
It felt like it was just part of like UPS's new marketing. But this little four-year-old.
Yeah, we posted the commercial and he looks like he is stoked.
Yeah.
Stoked. You know what? Here's my timeline of what I wanted to be. I know we got to take a break, but here's my timeline. The first thing I wanted to be when I was a kid was a pilot.
Mm.
I did. And then I switched to paleontology. Now, along the way, I learned that you have to have near perfect or perfect eyesight to be like a fighter jet pilot.
Yep.
And so I was like, well, I'm out on that. I got glasses when I was in fourth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I got contacts in sixth grade. They're in sixth grade. The cool kids. They're all in sixth grade. Hey, kid, you ever heard of a cigarette?
How do you...
Meet me by the merry-go-round.
You just, like, go into these characters.
Memories.
Gosh.
We used... In Waverly, we used to... And I'll get back to my story. In Waverly, when we were on tour with bands, me and Coon, we'd go... Like, other bands be doing stuff, and then we'd sneak up. And we'd be standing by, and we'd
like
go... We'd go, psst, hey. And they'd look at me, and we'd go, what grade are you in, kid? And then they'd say some grade, and we would always do two grades above that.
Yes.
So they'd be like, well, I'm in third grade. I'm in fifth grade. What do you... You want to be cool? Yes.
Oh,
and we'd be
man.
Like, you ever heard of cigarettes?
Ugh.
Come meet us by the merry-go-round.
Did those kids ever really exist in school?
Yeah.
I never had those kids.
There was
like,
a kid
hey,
in my
man.
High school named Roy Edge.
Oh, wow. You still remember him.
And I remember him. Roy Edge.
His real name was Roy Edge.
That was his name. That was his real name. That was his actual name.
He was set up when he was like a
and,
baby.
Oh, and he had a crony. His crony's name was Johnny Otts.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I'll look these people up on Facebook and show them to you. Anyway, those were the guys that anytime I picture, like anytime I do the, hey kid, that's who I would become Roy Edge.
He became a successful marketing advertiser guy for Marlboro.
No, I think I don't know what he's doing. But anyway.
Working at the 7-Eleven.
So, okay, so pilot, paleontologist, ditched that, wanted to become a marine biologist because I got super stoked on Jaws. And
yep.
I was like, sharks, man, sharks are still real. That's not digging up bones. That's getting in the water with them.
That's for real.
So I wanted to do that. I would still to this day, if somebody gave me the opportunity to go to Australia and get in a shark cage, I would do it.
Right here. I'm
Straight
with
up.
You.
I would do it.
I would go. I would go in a heartbeat.
And if I died, I died. That's it. I'm just
okay.
not afraid
I'm
of
not,
it.
Nope.
I am not afraid of it.
Shark death? We watch enough Shark Week for me to be terrified of that.
You know, like, you compare it, you think about that, and you're like, yeah, but what if you could just burn alive in your apartment? You know, that's worse. I would much rather be...
Oh my gosh.
Which is more common? It's more common for, like, your house to catch fire and you to die or to drown.
But we're talking, like, childhood dreams, not nightmares.
I know. That's why it's not a nightmare for me. It's a dream. If I go out by shark, it's all good. So anyway,
wow.
I leave behind sharks, and then I decided I wanted to draw comic books. Now, I had a brief little dip into meteorology because Twister came out, and I got terrified of tornadoes. That's because I grew up in Mississippi where there are actually tornadoes. A lot of you New Mexicans can't really relate to that, but it's a real threat.
Yeah.
In fact, Tupelo, Mississippi, where I grew up in 1936, was destroyed by a tornado.
Wow.
Basically, like, pushed the whole town into the lake. Straight
That's pretty
up.
Crazy.
Yeah. And there's in the library, in the Lee County Library, there's like a big mural and all the big things that ever happened in Tupelo. Elvis is on most of it. And then there's a little corner dedicated to the Tupelo tornado. Anyway, I got super scared of weather. And I still to this day know so much about, like, I could go old Smiley on the news or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever his name
Ron
is.
Ron Caddy.
I could kick his butt at barometric pressure.
What?
Straight up. Straight up.
Oh, Smiley.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't like him. I don't trust him. Stop I don't it. Like him. I feel like he's a liar. Doug.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are fighting words, man. Those are fighting words. We need to get
him on
the phone.
We'll call him.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'll refresh my memory.
He's such a nice guy.
Have you met him?
No.
Exactly. He's a shadow.
He seems so great.
He's a shadow. Those bleached teeth don't fool me.
How do you know he doesn't just brush like 7 times a day?
Because I brush 7 times a day and mine are yellow as the sun. Anyway. So then I went back. I didn't want to be a weatherman anymore. I got over that fear.
Okay.
And I decided comic book sequential art was how I was going to go. I went to college and then we started a band.
Isn't that what happens?
Yep.
Bands just take over. Chrissy had like this big old dream and she had this whole life ahead of her and then she joined a band.
Well,
and then just toured.
Right before I went to college, I went on a mission trip in high school and felt like the Lord was calling me into ministry. And that's what really made me throw out the comic book thing, which I want to impart some wisdom real quick to some high school kids.
Yeah.
Just because you get caught into ministry, it doesn't mean you're going to have to throw out things that you're naturally good at.
Yeah, because what if that could be an amazing ministry?
To this day, if I would have continued with my art, I really think that I would have a job.
Yeah.
Maybe not doing comic books, but I would have some sort of job. I wanted to do like concept art for movies, all like animation, and I could have done it if I would have kept going.
Yeah.
But I think I just automatically assumed because I was being like, I felt like the Lord was calling me into ministry. Oh, well, that means I'm supposed to be a youth minister.
Right.
So I need to dedicate, you know, I need to throw all this stupid art crap out. And you know, hit the books.
I think a lot of us did that.
I think
there was a time where it was like, we're called into ministry, so that must mean I got to be a pastor or a youth pastor, and that means everything that I've been doing with my entire life leading up to this is all negated, when in fact it could be like David. He was a shepherd, and he fought bears and lions, and that was preparing him to take on a giant. And
so
you never know what God could be doing in your life right now that's preparing you for something in the future. Doesn't mean you have to toss it all out the window.
Yeah, and then of course, there are people that is necessary for.
Yeah.
For me, I don't think that was
like
necessarily
dancers.
The case. Yeah, like dancers. Maybe you want to get involved in some interpretive movement. You know? Just throw all that other stuff out and shake your booty.
No, I mean, maybe you're... Never mind.
Shake it. Shake it off.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back... Oh, man. We got some House of Heroes. We got some... Young Oceans.
Mm-hmm.
We got some more comments on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Talking about 4-year-old Carson. What do you want to be when you grow up? Or did you fulfill the dream?
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear those stories as well. You can also give us a call if the phone lines are working. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
I got a blank space, baby. I'll write your name.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at him.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
What is happening? What is happening?
I have no idea.
Okay, so we got more than one thing going. It's true. But we need to take a look at traffic, so that's what we're going to do right now. It looks like Coors and all that is cleared up,
mm-hmm.
So feel free to take Coors again. I'll quit warning you people. And we had a few people email in and tell us spots where it was clear, and we appreciate you guys. But as a whole, it looks like Coors is back on track. We have construction at I-25 in Paseo, and we also have construction down at Rio Bravo and Isleta. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's
505-338-3669.
Yeah. Talking about children. In dreams.
Children in dreams and whatnot.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
We found a story about a 4-year-old who got his wish because of UPS's new holiday whatever.
Because UPS is trying to make some money.
They delivered his wish. He wanted to be a UPS guy. So he got it. They gave him his own little uniform that fit him, and he got to go around and do deliveries.
Yeah.
You know, that kid is a smart kid. He's got his dreams based firmly in reality. Every other kid's
kid,
like, I
want to
be a dinosaur! And he's like, I'm going to be a UPS guy because of the great stock options and the insurance plan.
He's 4.
He's 4.
He is now a faux member of UPS. What'd you want to be when you were a kid?
I don't know, but Jared Murphy says, is this local? The UPS guy who picks up from the prop house is Mr. Ernie.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the childhood dreams. I feel like a lot of mine revolved around TV shows because I feel like...
Yo, Joe!
I wanted to be a G.I. Joe. Not like really in the Army.
Right.
Like a G.I. Joe.
You wanted to be like an army on steroids.
I think I wanted to be Destro.
That's a bad guy.
He had a metal head!
Kayla on Facebook says she wanted to be the person... that poked the little holes in the ceiling panels.
Oh, good.
But her dreams were crushed when she found out that, in fact, a machine does that. Same with putting the fortunes in fortune cookies.
Oh.
Didn't work out.
I'm sorry.
Matt says, if modern science brought back the T-Rex, but it would only grow to the size of a small horse, would Mateo still strive to have it eat him?
Mm.
No. I would keep that as a pet, though.
Yeah.
Totally. But no, I wouldn't want to be eaten by a tiny T-Rex. That's not the real thing. I want a real clone. Life size. I don't want snack size T-Rex. Give me the whole thing. The real thing.
I feel like we need to go big or go home.
King size.
You know, when I was a kid,
yep.
It was like Jedi.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody wanted to be like a stormtrooper, right? It was like, well, I'm sure they have great benefits. Think about it. You got room and board, right? You're on the Death Star.
Yeah.
You're working for the Empire.
Yeah.
I bet you they make a decent wage.
Okay.
I don't think anybody wanted to be a stormtrooper. I think everybody wanted to be Luke Skywalker.
Well, yeah, or Han Solo.
Han Solo would be cool.
I wanted to be R2-D2. That's real life. I did.
I used to jump off the couch and reenact the Return of the Jedi scene over and over and over.
Yep.
I wanted to be Luke Skywalker.
I wanted to be R2-D2.
But if I had thought about it more, I'm willing to bet... an average stormtrooper probably made a better wage than a random Jedi, you know?
I wonder how the insurance plan for the stormtroopers was.
I feel like it was great, because imagine, especially after the Rebel Alliance blew up the first Death Star, working on the second one, you know it'd be like, okay, look, man.
Everybody was kind of like,
life insurance plan's got to be huge, because somebody blew this up once.
You remember, right? They found... the way to blow it up, and they did it. You guys said there was like a 98% chance it wouldn't happen. Well, 2% happened, and I ain't talking milk.
And think about this. The second time for Return of the Jedi, it was still under construction, so imagine all the general contractors and people that were still on the Death Star when it went away. I'm just saying. Just saying.
What did you say, Doug? Non-union? Oh, sweet, Doug. You are beautiful in every way.
Oh, amazing. Like, nobody aspired to be the emperor, right? But he probably biggest job. I mean, he's the emperor, right?
Yeah.
Probably had made a pretty good salary.
He was the man in charge.
Seven figures,
he could shoot lightning out of his fingertips.
Right.
Josiah wanted to be a Pokemon trainer. That was after my time.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nate.
Hey, Nate!
Hey, Nate.
Dude, I was getting your thing about the whole Star Wars deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's better to be a stormtrooper. This is the thing. The stormtroopers didn't have a lot of ground to, like, argue with the Empire.
That's true.
Because let's be honest, Darth Vader's like, hey, shut up, or I'm just going to clone another one of you that's less lippy. Just shut your mouth, put on your white suit, and go do your job.
That's right.
That's true.
It's right? Like, I mean, they're
like,
they're like, hey, if the second Death Star blows up, who cares? We're just going to make a million more of you because we can clone you.
Man, those guys had it rough.
They did.
I actually bet that they didn't even get paid. I bet that, like, the evil emperor probably just put each of them down each night and cloned a new batch the next day.
That's a good... population control.
Right?
Wow. That way you don't get any uprisings.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that way each batch just does their job that day. It's like, you know, it's batch. Almost like, what was that magic movie with Hugh Jackman where he killed his clone?
Oh, the Prestige!
Yes. That's probably what it was like. The Emperor just electrocuted all the stormtroopers and made new ones each
made
morning.
New ones every
They just threw them out.
It's like, time to make the donuts.
That batch is bad.
Yeah.
Dude, but I've been running errands, and I heard your whole deal about, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up. This is my thing about the UPS deal. I feel like the kids' parents aren't doing a good job making them shoot a little bit higher.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like the UPS gig is like option number two. Like, that should be your fallback. And I think dad needs to sit down with his son and say, son, UPS is your fallback. Let's look at option number one.
Option number one should be astronaut or
cowboy, space ranger. You know,
You shoot high, doctor or sports star. If your kid's a failure, then you say, okay, now you got to have a fallback.
Backup plan.
Grounded in reality, this kid has a good chance of fulfilling his actual childhood dream.
It's true. He might be the happiest person ever.
He has a 100% chance of fulfilling his actual dream.
I disagree, man. You know how hard it is? I wanted to work at Ups. I was like, dude, I bet you those guys make good money. And they do. So I was like, I'm gonna work there. It is hard to get that job.
I don't know. I don't feel like it's hard if that's your lifelong dream as a kid.
Yeah.
Hard to become a jet fighter pilot. And so kids start learning how to fly when they're young.
Yeah.
Like, to start at like 7 years old with the goal of UPS, I feel like that's not like a very high bar.
So do you think maybe like motivational posters have changed? Like, I haven't been to junior high or high school in a long time, but you know, it used to be like reach for the stars and there'd be an astronaut.
Yeah.
Now it's like reach for the stars and there's a UPS guy.
Yeah.
Dream big and there's a mechanic that has like a beer belly.
It's like deliver the stars. And you're walking up.
Man, the UPS guy in my neighborhood is pretty amazing.
They only turn right or something.
Really?
They have a method to where they never turn left. It saves on gas. It's interesting.
That's a lie.
Look it up, man.
That's impossible.
Look it up.
It's impossible.
I don't think that's true.
It's crazy.
You only
also
turn right, but then you just basically go in a circle. You got to turn.
I'm
going to
look it up and I'm going to blow your mind when I look this up. But anyway, it's either that the parents aren't telling the kid to shoot high enough or the UPS guy is incredible.
Yeah, or he's the best UPS driver.
That's a good point.
Mr. Ernie could be a hero for all we know.
Think about this. When you're 4 years old, who's delivering your dreams? The UPS guy?
Or dad's the UPS man. I don't know the background. Maybe he just wants to be like dad.
Maybe the dad is actually the UPS man. And never mind. That's a wholly different soap opera.
Yeah. I feel like that's from South Park.
Oh, man.
I feel like there's an episode where that happens.
Yeah, probably. I think you're absolutely correct.
I think you're exactly right.
Not good.
This is quite true. Oh,
it's
Nate.
Sad.
I'm saddened for your lip, but I'm happy. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I am running errands, getting gas, getting oil changes. I'm going on vacation to California on Wednesday, so I'm pretty good.
Wait. Wednesday after Shock Therapy Live, or were you not going to tell me?
Oh, yeah, totally. That's right.
Gosh, you were a jerk!
No, this is how he tells us.
He tells us
in grand fashion. I like it. Dropping
Dude,
that bomb.
I'll be driving for 12 hours, so I can call in and like do shock therapy for my phone.
No, Nate,
you're going to be frustrated on the road.
When I grow up, I want to be Nate's personal assistant so that he will actually have a schedule and remember things.
Dude, trust me, even if you were my personal assistant, nothing would change.
That's true. That is so, so true.
He's a busy man.
This is who I am.
Wait, how long are you gone? Are you going to be back for the Christmas party?
For the Christmas party.
Yeah, the big one on like the 16th and 17th, whatever.
No, I'm going to be gone the 10th to the 20th.
Oh my gosh, you're not even going to be there? Then why am I going? All my friends are going to be gone. Wait, you're going to be here.
I'll be here.
Okay.
I'm avoiding all things Christmas this
year. Have fun.
As a matter of fact, on Christmas morning, I'm celebrating the Easter.
Is that why you shaved your mustache? Was it starting to celebrate Christmas?
Dude, no. I was like, I thought about it. Janet and I talked about it. Like, man, you know what? Kids don't really expect a lot of gifts on Easter.
Yeah.
So if we trick our kids and think that realistically Easter happens twice, then we can save a couple hundred bucks
much
a year.
Money.
Dude, that's how my parents skipped Halloween. They were like, no, we dress up for Christmas. You're going to be a wise man.
Yeah.
And I would be the only kid going to school dressed up for Christmas. I'd be like, what do you guys dress up for as Christmas? And they would just look at me and be like, we get presents.
Amazing.
I'm going to make up my own holiday called Parent Love Day, where the kids have to like give me massages and make me breakfast on Christmas morning, convince them that's a real holiday so that every Christmas I get pampered.
Oh man,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is
a good plan.
I got a joke that I can't share.
You should text
it to
him.
I'm gonna text you too.
Yeah. Well, I have telepathy, so I already...
Oh, he's got it.
Yeah! Am I right?
That was fast.
Oh man. All right. There you go.
Dirty.
Hey, what did you want to be when you were a kid? Like, when you grew up?
Funny. You know, I really, really came out. I seriously wanted to be a marine biologist for the longest time.
Isn't that weird? Did we all watch Jaws when we were in fourth grade?
Had to be, because I am right there.
Yes.
I am right there.
And I'm the same way. Like, I've always wanted to go in a cage and go swim with sharks. When I've gone to Belize, I've swam with sharks. I've swam with all that stuff. So I've done it. And it's
it just sharks are awesome.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
Agreed. I tried to convince the people at the New Mexico State Fair to let me get in the shark tank when there was a shark tank here,
yeah,
and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think this is the thing. I think boys, little boys, are just, like, there's some fascination with mindless killing machines.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because, like, for me, my favorite superhero when I was a kid was Wolverine.
Oh,
like,
of course.
You know, mindless killing machine. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
There's just something that, like, again, when I was a kid and I watched, you know, Star Wars, I loved Darth Vader and Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Like, just killing machines.
Boba Fett.
It's just like that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, I wanted to be a marine biologist, and then I decided that I really like to argue, and so I wanted to be a lawyer.
Mm.
I never went through any of the, like, you know, I want to be a civil servant or any of that stuff.
But, I mean, was there somewhere inside where it was, like, growing up to be like your dad? Because now you're doing it.
Yeah, I think I kind of resented it growing up, that idea of being a pastor.
Right?
And then it kind of just came on me.
Yeah. It's like it's like The Godfather, you know what I mean? Like,
dude.
Like, Michael
seriously.
Corleone, he was like, I'm never going to be in the mob.
I know.
It
just happens.
I had to, you know, take out a guy who came in for counseling the other day. He came in and, you know, I had to take him out.
Stop!
I was going to say, see, it's like you didn't want to be a lawyer, but then it was like, I'll be the next best thing, a pastor.
A pastor. Was that a pastor joke? I've never heard pastor joke.
I haven't either. That was good, man.
I'm sorry.
That was
good.
A pastor joke.
I think I'm running from a colleague.
Every time you think you're out, they pull you back in.
I'm not listening to Static Radio anymore. I'm never calling in again.
No.
You guys are mean.
Have fun on vacation.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
We'll miss you.
Okay, good. You best.
All right.
Love
Bye.
You, buddy.
Bye.
That guy. Pastor Nate Heitzig, everyone. You can hear him every Wednesday morning, except not this one.
Not this one.
Or the next one.
And on Sunday nights when it gets loaded correctly.
Or the 24th.
Because of your boy, me. New
24th, we got
system.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm willing to bet there's not going to be one.
Did you guys ever do, like, a specific Christmas show? Like, back in the day?
No.
Oh. That would be fun.
For Shock Therapy Live, it's like,
you
hey,
know what, we
what
should
traumatic
do?
Things happen to you on Christmas?
We should air the
it's
audio.
Like Theology Thursday.
We should air, okay, traumatic things.
No!
If we're going to air traumatic things on Christmas, should we actually air the audio from Kirk Cameron saving Christmas, or should we air the reactions to people that spent money on it?
Man, that bums me out, because we went and saw it, and we were like, hey, it's not that bad, and we were telling people, like, nah, come on, man. And everybody came back to us like, hey, you owe me $8.
Yeah. We didn't think about the fact that we got to see it for free.
Right.
And when we watched it on a TV in a conference room. We didn't pay money to go see it in a movie theater and walk out going, that wasn't a movie.
It's Christmas, guys.
That
We're
wasn't
sorry.
A movie. There was a dance thing at
my
the end.
My Christmas brain is messed up. My Christmas tradition with my kids every year is Gremlins, okay? Oh, I can't wait to watch that this year. Christy gets so mad. That's her least favorite Christmas tradition. Happens every year. Speaking of traumatic things that happen on Christmas.
Yeah.
Huh?
The Grinch.
Phoebe Cates, remember? Anyone? That's why she doesn't like Christmas? No one?
Hey.
Gremlins? Gosh.
The most traumatic thing
Forget
that happened
it.
To me with Christmas movies, our copy of Elf quit working.
Yeah. It's pretty traumatic.
It won't play.
Shock Therapy Live question right
it
there,
It won't
man.
Play.
What do you do?
I don't know. We got.
I'm pretty sure there's something called Netflix.
I don't know. We got a Blu-ray player. I wish somebody would...
Stop.
Listen.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Question of the day is posted. We got a couple minutes left. Tell us your thoughts. What did you want to be when you grew up? This little kid, Carson, he's 4 years old. He's always wanted to be a UPS driver.
Drival?
All four.
He's always wanted to be a UPS driver!
All 4 years of his existence.
All 4 years.
Okay, speaking of UPS, you mentioned when we were talking with Nate.
You see where this comes from, right? Now, read to everyone what you see.
When in doubt, UPS avoids left turns.
Keep going.
Do you take a shortcut home from work? If so, what's your primary motivator for an alternate route? Route.
Alternative.
Less traffic or fewer traffic lights? Maybe it's both, and it's a guarded secret? After all.
Yeah.
It will become a long cut if others know of the everyday gridlock you're avoiding, right?
All
right,
blah, blah, blah. Years ago, this led UPS engineers to devise route optimization plans to increase efficiency, reduce fuel consumption, and get drivers back to their centers earlier. They came up with a simple rule: minimize or sometimes eliminate left-hand turns. It's simple but effective. Since 2004, UPS has saved an estimated 10 million gallons of gas.
How?
Carbon emissions were reduced by 100,000 metric tons. The equivalent of 5,300 cars off the road for an entire year. they don't take left turns unless they absolutely have to.
I just, there's like no way. I'm trying to think of how I could get home, leaving the parking lot. I could turn right there. I turn right on Second. I have to turn left on Paseo.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
You go down, you turn right into a parking lot, you turn right back out into the road, then you turn right on Paseo, and you keep going.
No, but I'd still have to turn left to get onto...
No, you wouldn't.
Gosh, this is
You really wouldn't. You would not have to turn left.
So do I pass
You would turn
Paseo?
Right? Okay. No, you would turn right, and then you would turn right onto Paseo because you'd be going the opposite direction. You would be going back south. You would go under Paseo, you would take a right, turn around, you would come back, take another right, and get on Paseo.
Wow.
And then you would keep going.
Mind blown.
Instead of turning left at your house, you would take a right into the neighborhood, take another right to turn around, go back, take a right into your, then take a right into your street.
Gosh, that's so complicated.
The last turn, you would have to turn left.
Yes.
The very last turn. To get on Sabina.
Yeah. How do you... Okay. I don't know. I'm floored. Static.
Hook a left, take a right, go through a wormhole, right to my heart.
Yeah! And then you're there. What's up, Wooly?
Man, I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
It was so hard this morning not calling y'all.
I know.
I'm sorry,
it
buddy.
Was hard on us, man.
Oh, I love y'all so much.
Love you too. How was Garth Brooks, buddy? How was he?
He was so good. He's so old, and he still got it.
Yeah! You know, I saw him when I was a kid, bro. I saw the Rope in the Wind tour, so I...
Oh, yeah. So good, man. He came out with the walker, and I was like, all right, I see you, Tennis Paul. I see you, okay. And then he came out, and then he just did a little stimmo, and came out, didn't even need the walker. It was a gag.
Gosh.
That's right.
He Those, is pretty so old, good. Man.
The friends in low places means his friends at the nursing home.
No, because they're all old and bent over, and they're just a little bit lower. You got to kind of lean over and say hello so they see you.
That's okay.
It's like one of my go-tos for karaoke, Garth Brooks, man.
Oh, yeah. No, he's so classic. It was such a great show. I'll tell you, he came out 2.5 hours. He put on a whole show.
Wow.
All the lights, all the bells and whistles. Trisha Yearwood came out about halfway. It was so good. And then just St. Louis is very, very hospitable to me, so
nice.
I enjoyed it.
That's all good right. to hear, man. A lot of stuff been going on over there.
You know what it is? And they said, so wait, y'all came all the way out. It was me and my madre. My madre needed a little break, too, so we went out together. It was good. And, they said, y'all came out despite all the stuff, and we were like, oh, yeah, man. I mean, people are still good. You got to be good to people and come out. I mean, it's Garth. And so
there's it's Garth.
As long as you treat people well, and they're like, yeah, thank you so much, because so many people have stopped coming.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they've seen a small hit
this
in their
like
tourism,
the
for sure. And so it was good. No, hey, man, no lines when you're waiting at a restaurant, I'll tell you what.
Willie, I love you so much.
I bet you they don't
so
have
good,
a whole
man.
Lot of White Castle
to, like,
out there, am I right?
White
Castle?
I couldn't hear either of you.
Sorry, okay. It's going to be a really
what was
good
that,
joke.
What no, was that, man?
Said, I bet there's no lines at the White Castle. Am I right? White
that
Castle?
That was bad, bro. That was bad. That
tell
was
him,
bad.
Buddy.
I saw
tell
one
him.
Of those.
The burger joint.
Tell
like,
him.
The White Castle?
No, it's
tell
the him. Burger. Yeah, no, that's pushing the bar, brother.
Tell him that's pushing it too far.
Gosh.
Too far. It was delicious, though, and the show was good. Woke up. Got to love me, Dallas Love Field. I know that we're not supposed to give like things out on the air where you promote things. Not a big fan of DFW. Love
no.
Field's a little bit smaller, nicer. And
we've talked about this before.
They made it very comfortable for me. Came back yesterday. It was nice. Got to wake up, listen to y'all laugh a little bit. Good way to start a Monday.
Like Wooly, you're the man.
Hey, you're the man. Thank y'all for fixing your phone so I can call in. I love you.
Love
Doug,
you too.
Doug really is the man. I think out of all men, we've got Doug.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Agree. He is a guy.
Agree.
It's good.
Fella extraordinaire of
Pretty
all
good.
Sorts.
Keep praying
love
for
it.
That dude. They have a 2-week-old. So, you know. He's had 3
of
hours of sleep in 2 weeks.
Poor Doug.
I want to be, man. Y'all are folks who make me want to be a better man. And I try to look up to you guys as far as being good daddies. And so being able to wake up, get a little laughter in on the day. Y'all are the daddies that I think everybody needs for the first thing in the morning.
Who's your daddy?
Appreciate it. Hey, love y'all. Have a good one. And enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Love you, Wooly.
Happy people. Love you, too. Have a good one. Deuces.
All right, man.
Bye, buddy.
Gosh.
That's a good dude.
That is.
If you ever
no
need to pick
way.
Me up, that's the best way to go out, too.
Yeah.
That man. Spreading the love.
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
Working down at UNM right now. We're about to lose him to Colorado.
No!
I know.
It's okay.
Thanks to everybody who chimed in for what do you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah, we apologize for the lack of access to the phones for a little while.
Our engineers are on the scene.
They are on the scene.
Fixing everything.
Things are getting worked out. So hopefully tomorrow it'll be smooth sailing and tons of talk.
Question of the day is posted facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming up next, Middays with Mitch. That's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. Until tomorrow.
Oh!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static!